On this episode of The Ever Lee Show, we talk about Fast and Furious 6, the sixth film in the franchise, and it happens right now.
The Ever Lee Show Podcast, a shot of entertainment.
Fast and Furious 6 is a 2013 American action film directed by Justin Lin, written by Chris Morgan. It is a sequel to Fast 5 from 2011 and is the sixth installment of the franchise, of the Fast and Furious franchise. It stars Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Michelle Rodriguez, Jordana Brewster, Tyrese Gibson, Sung Kang, Luke Evans, and Gina Carino. In the film, Toretto, O'Connor, and a team are offered pardons for their crimes in exchange for helping DSS agent Luke Hobbs apprehend a mercenary organization led by former British SAS soldier Owen Shaw. The sixth film was planned as early as February 2010 prior to the production of Fast Five. This was confirmed in April 2011 after Morgan began writing the screenplay, while the return of Diesel Lynn and producer Neil H. Moraes were confirmed that June. Discussion among arose filming alongside a potential seventh installment, where these were announced once principal photography began in July 2012, which lasted until that December, with filming locations including Los Angeles, London, Glasgow, and the Kearney Islands. Similar to its predecessor, Fast and Furious 6 featured mostly practical stunt work, which required designs, specific vehicles in order to be competed. Brian Taylor, the composer of the previous three installments, did not return to scheduling conflicts and was replaced by Lucas Vidal. Fast Fury 6 is the last film in the franchise released in Walker's lifetime. Pretty much, this is the last Fast and Furious film where it had Paul Walker shoot everything, all his scenes in this movie here, and that pretty much set everything up. I mean, this was it, man. He finished it. I mean, this is his last full movie he did. We'll talk about Furious 7 when that comes around, but yeah, it pretty much was like that. So in this film, this one was a trilogy, with the fifth film and the fourth film, a brand new trilogy, and they pretty much already had this planned out and what they wanted to do with this film while they were filming Fast 5, and probably even back with, yeah, Fast 4. After Fast 4, they start talking about the fifth and sixth film, what they wanted to do. I think they wanted to shoot this one back-to-back too, but however, that didn't happen. But just like the fourth and fifth film was almost like a back-to-back. So pretty much everyone is off doing their thing. They have Reyes's money. Reyes died. He was shot by Hobbs. And pretty much Dom is with what's her name? Elena. They're pretty much a couple now. Because, I mean, Letty. And with Letty returning in this film, how was that going to happen? But anyway. So Hobbs with Gina Garona. I can't even pronounce her damn name, man. What the hell is her name? Gina Carino. Hobbs and Riley. Gina plays Riley. Tracking out Owen Shaw. And Hobbs needs a team to think just like this team here. So he goes to Dominic Toretto and says, hey, you know, I need your help, but, you know, I need you and your team. He's like, I'm not here to arrest you. And pretty much the team decides, yeah, we'll do this. You know, Hobbs lays out what's going on, and they're like, yeah, we'll do it, but there's one catch. Pardons all around. So Hobbs is like, done. That, you know, pardons all around. So the team gets together, then they go after Shaw. And during the course of the film, Dom was trying to find out, trying to get Letty. And their first interaction when you see Letty on the screen again after you've seen her in the fourth film, Letty shoots Dom in the shoulder. What comes to find out was Letty has amnesia. And to dig further into it, which I thought was pretty neat, was Brian was like, I brought this on myself. Let me make it right. And Dom tells Brian, you do what you got to do. And he asks for a favor from one of the former FBI agents he worked with, where in the fourth film, I forget his name, he smashed his, broke his nose, which was great in that film, in the fourth one. So he comes back and he goes to prison. He gets in there and he only has a short window, because if he don't get in and get what he needs, he gets out, he's pretty much locked up for life, because he's still on the FBI's most wanted list after what he did at the end of, or at the beginning of the fifth film, breaking out Dominic Toretto. So let me take a drink here. Brian O'Connor needs to talk to Braga. We haven't seen Braga or heard of Braga since the fourth film. And Brian makes some noise and breaks the dude's nose again. He's like, not again. I thought it was great. I went to the theaters and seen the sixth film, and people were laughing about it. They thought it was a great moment. But he gets Braga's attention, and that interaction with him and Braga was great, because Braga's like, he didn't forget. He put him in jail. But he explained that he worked with Owen Shaw, and Brian did some digging and come to find out, yeah, he was connected with Braga, and Owen Shaw was, and apparently they had a connection there. And when Shaw tipped off Braga about an informant, which was Letty, then Shaw was going to go finish the job, because Letty didn't die. You actually seen what happened, and she couldn't remember. So Shaw was like, you know what? I'm going to use you. And that pretty much happened there. In the course of the film, Dom is trying to make Letty remember and stuff. And she sees all this stuff. And she's like, you know, we're together. We're a couple. But what happens is that Dom eventually gets through to Letty, but she still don't, you know, she still has amnesia. But that was the turning point there towards the end of the film there. Gina Riley's the character Riley ends up turning and joining Shaw. She pretty much, it was in with Shaw the whole time, and they're pretty much trying to take down this team. And that last part of the movie with the big plane action sequence was just, that was crazy. That was some crazy shit there. I remember people talking about it, like, oh, I can't believe it. You're blowing up big planes now. You know, at this point now, after the fifth one, the action stuff started getting a little bit, you know, ridiculous there. But they end up taking down Shaw. They end up taking down his, you know, his team, and they capture Shaw, and they pretty much get pardons all around. So they go back. Dom goes back to the house that in the first film that we've seen, and him and Elena part ways. Elena knew. It's like, hey, if there was a chance that her husband was alive, she would go. So she understood that, though. But I mean, you felt bad, you know, she got hurt, you know, the woman that Dom loved comes back, and basically she gets kicked to the curb. But you see what happens with her in the next two films. But besides that, it pretty much, I mean, this film right here, especially with the mid-credit scene. Han is involved in a car chase in Tokyo when he's suddenly broadsided by an oncoming Mercedes. The driver walks away after leaving Letty's cross necklace by the crash and calls Dom, saying, "You don't know me, but you're about to," as Han's car explodes, which, come to find out, it was Jason Statham. It was like, oh shit. So what happened to Han in Tokyo Drift was not an accident. It come to find out that Han was purposely killed by Jason Statham. But who is Jason Statham, which we find out in the next film, is Owen Shaw's brother. We find that out. We find Owen's brother was responsible for basically killing Han in the mid-credit scene there. It was like, wow, big moment there. But pretty much the film was pretty much, as I mentioned, was planned, and the sixth film premiered at Empire in the Sizer Square on May 7th, 2013, and was then first theatrically released in the United Kingdom on May 17th and worldwide on May 24th in conventional and IMAX theaters by Universal Pictures. The film received generally positive reviews from critics, with praises from Lin's direction, cast, performance, and action sequences. It grossed $788.7 million, making it the sixth highest-grossing film of 2013. The then fourth highest grossing film distributed by Universal, and then the highest grossing film in the franchise. The sequel, Furious 7, was released in the United States in 2015. Your time mark there, which we'll, you know, talk about there. Let's see. Development. Okay. Again, let's talk more about the development. In February 2010, Diesel confirmed that production of Fast Five was commencing and also announced that a sixth installment was being planned. In January 2011, producer Neil H. Morris said more, quote, "And Vin, in my mind, we already know what the sixth film is. We've already been talking about it. Vin and I had numerous conversations about what that might be. And we're starting to get serious about it right now. We just finished Fast Five like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and we just needed a break. And now we're going to start focusing on that." In April 2011, it was confirmed that Chris Morgan had already been working on the script for a potential sixth film on the behest of Universal Studios. It was also confirmed that Universal intended to transform the series from street racing action to a series of heist films with car chases, just as mentioned there, which I talked about in the last podcast, like The Italian Job, French Connection, da da da. So pretty much on June 24th, 2011, Universal Pictures announced that the anticipated sequel was scheduled to release on May 24th, 2013. Morris and Diesel returned as producers, and Lin returned to direct. If you look at it this way, Lin, at this time, up to this film, he directed Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast Five, and now Furious 6. So he pretty much is, at this time when the sixth film came out, one director that's directed the most Fast and Furious films at this time here. Let's see. In an interview with Box Office, Lin revealed that he had, after discussing with Diesel storyboards, pre-visualized and edited a 12-minute final for Fast 6 before filming was completed on Fast 5. Lin said he shot the footage and he was unsure at the time if there would be a sequel or be able to direct it, but he wanted to have input on how any sequel would end. On October 21st, 2011, the Los Angeles Times reported that Universal was considering filming two sequels, Fast 6 and 7, back-to-back with a single story running through both films, both written by Morgan and directed by Lin. On December 20th, 2011, Diesel stated that Fast 6 would be split into two parts, in with writing for the two films occurring simultaneously. On that decision, Diesel said, quote, "We have to pay off this story. We have to have the service of all characters' relationships and what we started mapping out. All that out, it just went beyond 110 pages. The studio said, "You can't fit all that story in one damn movie." On April 23rd, 2012, it was announced that mixed martial art fighter turned actress, I'm throwing that in there, Gina Carano was in negotiations to play a member of Hobbs' team. On May 1st, 2012, Michelle Rodriguez was confirmed to reprise her role as Letty Ortiz and announced that Welsh actor Luke Evans has been offered the role of the villain. Evans was confirmed to join the cast on May 9th, 2012, portraying the leader of a heist gang. On July 27th, 2012, Joe Tasman was confirmed to appear as a villain. On February 15th, 2012, Johnson confirmed that Fast 6 would begin filming in May 2012, with some of the production take place in the United Kingdom and Germany. Johnson stated that the two intended sequels would no longer be filmed simultaneously because of weather issues and filming locations, and that production on Fast 7 would begin only after the completion of Fast 6. However, filming did not officially begin until July 30th, 2012. In February 2013, it would confirm that the film would be titled Fast and Furious 6. Principal photography began on July 30th, 2012 in London, England, while Fast 6 became the only third production to be allowed to film in wherever this is, in Piccadilly Circus, a scene involving Diesel and Rodriguez drag racing. Lynn was unable to obtain permission to shoot an elaborate action sequence there involving an explosion oil tanker, and so a replica of the landmark was built at Shepperton. The production were only given 2 minutes every hour to shut down the area for filming. Stunt and car chase sequence began filming a location in Glasgow, Scotland on August 29, 2012, and were scheduled to conclude on September 16, 2012. The shot took place entirely at night and involved approximately 250 crew, but none of the central cast. Sets were built on site for the scenes, including a large car showroom. So they pretty much shot all over the place, to Canary Islands, to Glasgow, Scotland, and stuff. So it pretty much was like that. And again, Brian Tyler was not on the soundtrack, and he didn't score this this one movie right here. Lucas Vidal composed the music score for Fast Furious 6. In addition to Vidal's score, tracks by composer Brian Tyler from the franchise previous installments are also featured in the film. The soundtrack album to the film was released by Def Jam Recording on May 21st, 2013. It features many electronic hip-hop tracks, including songs by Deadman 5, Ludacris, and many others. So, a lot went into this film right here, man, to make this film the way it is. So, let's talk about some trivia, stuff that we didn't know about. When Hobbs arrived at the barbecue, Roman remarked that they better hide the baby oil, to which Hobbs replied, "You better hide that big-ass forehead." Hobbs' line was improvised by Dwayne Johnson, so Ludacris spitting out his drink and Tyrese Gibson being at loss of words are both spontaneous and a genuine reaction. It was improv, which is great. And I don't know if you noticed this, though, but in the scene in London when Dom is racing with Letty, there's a small Asian boy who is seen watching the race from a classic London double-decker Red Street bus. The same kid was shown watching Dom and Brian while they pull the safe in the previous movie, Fast Five. It's Justin Lin's son. Following Paul Walker's death on November 30th, 2013, Universal announced that a portion of the profits from the film's North America Blu-ray and DVD sales would be donated to Walker's charity, Reach Out Worldwide. Hobbs is mocked three times as a different member of the Avengers. He is verbally referred to as the Hulk, Captain America, and third seen on the cell phone caller ID as Samoan Thor. The tank chase was originally planned to be created via CGI, but director Justin Lin insists that it had to be done, particularly with some post-production enhancements. Allegedly, more than 100 cars were crashed, wrecked, and otherwise destroyed in the process of filming. Originally conceived as two movies, the first ending with the conclusion of the tank scene and the second ending with the plane. So when Tez and Hobbs go to the classic car auction in London, Tez sarcastically makes fun of Hobbs' purposed knowledge about cars with the line, he reads the brochure, "I'm proud," after Hobbs commented about horsepower and number of cylinders. That line is almost the same used by Sean Boswell from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I caught on to that. I laughed in the theater when I said that. People are just like, you know, yeah. That's where that came from. When he sarcastically responded to the prohibition from the arrogant high school student, Sean's line was, "Wow, you read the brochure," after the student commented about horsepower and exhaust systems. An early leaked version of the Super Bowl television spot showed the title Fury 6 as the title of the film. The later released teaser poster television spots shown the final title of the film. Justin Lin clarified that Universal Studios made the decision to promote the film as Fast 6 or Furious 6, but the official title is Fast and Furious 6. Oh, man. When Brian O'Connor is taken, Paul Walker was taken in his prison mugshot. His alias is T. Bridges. That is the combination of his two co-star names, Tyrese Gibson and Ludacris. The chase scene in Central London was filmed briefly near Wimbledon Stadium, then edited to look like a whole chase was based in Central London. So, during Dwayne Johnson makes at least two direct references to his wrestling past. During one conversation, he says, "Grand Dame T," which was the main saying in cutting his old original wrestling promo as The Rock. He also states that he wants to come down on Shaw like the Walls of Jericho. Biblical reference aside, Walls of Jericho is a signature finishing move of wrestler, musician Chris Jericho. So that right there. But this film right here, it pretty much, this is the last film in this new trilogy that was set after Too Fast, Too Furious, and before Tokyo Drift, the third film. And it pretty much set up for the seventh film, which is the first in the franchise, or in the story, if you're looking at a story of how these films are arranged in a story, the seventh one after Tokyo Drift. So after this one, the rest of the three films are pretty much after the events of Tokyo Drift there. So if you look at the timeline, you got the Fast and Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, and Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. So that's timeline order right there. If you decide to go in and watch movies, I know some people like to watch it in timeline order or just sequel orders, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. But that right there, it pretty much, you know, that's, I have nothing else to say. I mean, well, let's finish it off right here. Let's take it home. Let's get the, you know, critics. Fast and Furious holds an approval rating of 70% with an average of a 6.210 based on 213 reviews from Rotten Tomatoes. The site critically consumed reads with high octane humor and terrifying action sequences. Fast and Furious 6 builds upon the whining blockbuster formula that made Fast 5 a critical and commercial success. On a metric, the film, Metacritic, the film has weighed average score of 61 out of 100 based on 39 critics. indicating genuinely favorable reviews. Audience polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of A on a scale from A plus to F scale. So Fast and Furious 6 was generally considered an effortlessly mix of absurd action sequences and outrageous stunts with predictable but enjoyable plot and character dialogue. It was a fun film. I mean, it's a fun film. The interaction with the characters and stuff, that's what you get out of a Fast and Furious film now from this point on. It was, you know, you got the comic relief of Tej and Roman Pierce. I mean, so that right there, I mean, it was a perfect fitting and the last film in that new trilogy of with fourth and fifth one, the sixth one. But I feel like Fast 6 is like the, I don't know, it just, it felt to me rushed when you watch it. I went back and watched it not too long ago, and I mean, yeah, it's a good story. You want to see them, you know, will they get pardoned? Will these guys be able to go back to a regular life and not look over their shoulders or be, you know, going to, you know, countries where they're, you know, where they don't get deported back for the crimes they did. You know, it's one of those things. But besides that, there, I mean, yeah, you had Riley turning on the team and joining Owen Shaw there. And then you had Giselle. Oh, yeah, we can't move. Giselle, Han, let's talk about that there real quick in the clue before I take it home here again. Giselle ended up dying in the last part of the movie there. And he pretty much went to Tokyo to settle down. You know, that's where he wanted to go. And so that right there was enough to make him run to Mexico and stay there. But there's more to that story later on revealed in the up on the ninth film, which we'll get to there. We're making our way there. We definitely are. But I don't know what else to say. I think that's it, man. That's it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and downloading the audio portion and listening of this podcast and watching and viewing the video portion of this podcast. Everly signing off. We'll see you again next time for another new episode of The Everett Lee Show. Peace.
Follow The Everett Lee Show on the following social media platforms: Facebook, The Everett Lee Show, Twitter, at The Everett _Lee, Instagram, Everett Lee. Subscribe, follow The Everett Lee Show on the following platforms: anchor.fm/Everett Lee Show, YouTube, Everett Lee, and Johnners Podcast Network, WrestlingWithJohnners.com.